eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Vaughn Grissom is headed back to the Braves. We think. Let's break it down on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Friday, April 14th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris the Welsh. At the time of recording this, we don't have confirmation, but Orlando Arcia is dealing with a fracture in his left wrist, and it sure sounds like Vaughn Grissom is on his way to the Atlanta Braves. He's looked awesome in the minors so far this year, 48% rostered. Welsh, what are you expecting from Grissom, and would you rather have him or Edward Julian?
Ooh, our love, Edward Julian, who led off for the team and hit his first two major league hits in the same inning. That's absurd. I don't know if that's ever happened before. I have some pretty decently high expectations for Grissom because I think a lot of people would agree, it was really about the bat was the ever issue. It was about him playing shortstop. Well, guess what? He's going to be thrown in. This is his opportunity for the bat to sling and for him to play some decent defense so they can keep him around and they can probably justify doing this. In the minors, 8% strikeout rate so far, 12% walk rate, 3.45 slash. These are everything that you want. I think at this moment I would go with Grissom because I think I see a better opportunity and a path long-term for Grissom to stick around. This team experimented last year on the back end of putting him in the outfield when Ozzie Albies was going to come back. So if Arcia were to come back and he were to, you know, be good offensively, I think they would experiment with the same thing, getting him maybe in an outfield spot, not sending him back down. Developmentally, that would be bad. Edward Julian, lots of positive things, but Polanco and Kirilloff are coming soon. So I'm going to go with Grissom.
All right, yeah, I agree with that call. Grissom looked really good last year with the Atlanta Braves. Heads up that he only has second base eligibility to start on CBS, but assuming he's playing shortstop, he should gain that eligibility very quickly, and God knows we need it. With all the injuries to shortstop right now, it's been a complete waste.
I was about to say, who would have cared at the beginning of the year? But like, we're never going to play him at shortstop. We only want the second base eligibility. Now that's not so clear.
No, it is not. And with that, let's talk about a few other prospects here. Scott couldn't join us today, so we've got the Welsh on. We're happy to do it. But let's talk about Scott's top five prospects who are on the verge of getting the call. Brett Beatty with the Mets. Of course, he had Vaughn Grissom on this list, and I think he wrote about it either on Wednesday or Thursday. So kudos to Scott. He was ahead of the game. Sal Frelick with the Brewers. Brandon Pfaadt with your Arizona Diamondbacks. And Gavin Stone with the Dodgers. Is there, you know, one or two of these names that really stand out, Welsh, that, you know, you'd like to highlight?
Brett Beatty is one. On the full podcast, if you guys listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the full side, you'll have heard me say that I think Brett Beatty could be up by the next time I am on this show. I really think we're getting into that. Escobar has been struggling. Right now, Beatty is hitting over 300. He's got a 3.47 slash, which is crazy. Or no, I guess I was looking at some of that. It's a 3.4. Yeah, no, it is a 3.47 slash. And three homers, two stolen bases, all the hard hit numbers, an 18% walk rate. He's doing everything he could possibly do for this team to get the call. And on top of it, they got a guy who's struggling at that position. So I think Beatty could be up within the next week to really kickstart this team. I think he deserves it. I think this is the number one guy on the call-up. And the other on this is Brandon Pfaadt. Now, no shock, homer, Diamondbacks hat, all the stuff. You guys would probably expect that. But the thing that is a little different from my homeristic characteristics is Brandon Pfaadt went 3 2/3, no hit in his last start. He got a bad call that took away a strike, which then ended up being a homer. And I loved the pitch usage. The slider was up. The fastball was down. He was getting his swing and strikes. And he, besides the bad ump calls, I noticed he was on a pitch count. It was a low pitch count. He could have got much deeper into the game. They kept around 70. He just also happens to be lined up with Madison Bumgarner, Frank. So if Bumgarner struggles, this team is at the top of the West. There's no way they can keep doing this. And I think the turnaround of two good starts on Pfaadt could bring him back up soon. So Brett Beatty and Brandon Pfaadt are at the top of my list. So these are very astute calls by Mr. Scott White.
All right, so some big names. We know Grissom's back on the way. It sounds like Brett Beatty and Brandon Pfaadt could be with their respective teams soon. So if you're looking to stash, those are the names. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.